What did you do today? I sat and thought about a thing in so many different ways that I was able to turn it in various directions and look at it. This might be obsession, but if it is, it is a new kind of obsession, a new way for me of being obsessed with something. That sounds vague. What were you thinking about? It's kind of boring. I thought about whether or not I am the kind of person who should live in a monastery. In the Diamond Sutra it says, however many beings there are, in whatever realms of being might exist, whether they are born from an egg, or born from a womb, born from the water or born from the air, whether they have form or no form, whether they have perception or no perception, or neither perception or no perception, in whatever conceivable realm of being one might conceive of beings, in the realm of complete nirvana, I shall liberate them all. And though I thus liberate countless beings, not a single being is liberated. When I come across a sentence like that, I usually get very excited, but lately this sutra has been frustrating for me. I am studying it, but it is a total disruptor. Every 4 days, I meet with 3 other people, and we read and discuss the sutra. Sometimes we chant it. We have been trying to find new ways to approach it, but it's been difficult. For some reason, even though I enjoy the new ways, they make me laugh, and I am afraid this laughter is disturbing the others. I don't want to bring down our study. I laugh when we chant. The others sound so serious and so nice. I feel like we are throwing ourselves at the sutra. I feel specifically that I am throwing myself against a wall of it, though I'm never injured, only come to know how flat and hard it is. This evening after dinner, I hiked up past the solar panels with one of my friends. It's more of a climb than a hike, actually. On part of the trail is a rope so that you can pull yourself up and also keep track of where you're going. The trail starts to disappear. My friend was wearing sandals, and I think it was hard for him, harder even when we were coming down. There are small prickly buds on the ends of the dry grass that get stuck on my clothes whenever I hike here. They got stuck to my socks and dug into my legs. Every time we sat down for a rest, I tried to remove some of them, but I always collected more. I thought I could sense the ocean by the color of the sky, but my friend told me I was looking in the wrong direction. It still seems as though the ocean is in that direction. On the way down, we became covered in dirt and had to go to the bathhouse. There the lantern shone softly into the hot spring plunges in the creek. I hardly ever go there when it's dark out, and I could barely see the other women around me. Could barely see myself when, after bathing, I comb my hair in front of the mirror. I like picturing that.
Really?
Yeah. Do you feel distant from me?
Yeah, I do.
The densho is calling me to evening zazen. Now someone is hitting the han. I love the han, the way the mallet sounds as it strikes the wood. The path is dark, and someone is wearing a headlamp. I'm sorry.
Why?
That we're distant. If we stop talking to each other, I'll have to find a different way to communicate with you.
But will it really be me, if I'm not there?
I'm not sure, but I don't know what else to do. Sometimes I feel close to you when you aren't there. In the zendo we sit. Someone clears her throat, and the person next to me carefully changes his position. My shoulder blades are tense, and I want to relax them. They are usually like that when I sit zazen. Outside I can hear a person walking across the gravel, and even farther away, a person in the dining room, talking. The land in this place is reminiscent of the desert. Yucca and yerba santa and sage grow in the mountains. I think I needed everything that grows here. I'd been chewing the yerba santa leaves. I'm happy, and I don't know what to think about that. I know there isn't a goal to find happiness, and yet I find it, even when things are hard. I don't really want to leave.
What do you think will happen then?
That I'll go back to being anxious? But isn't that part of what you were doing there? To be okay with whatever is happening?
Yes.
What's it like where you are?
It's hard, someone I love is sick. A few weeks ago, a visiting Benedictine monk who was giving a talk in the dining room spoke for a few minutes about reading. I might get this wrong, but I think I remember him saying that in his tradition, the word is supposed to send a person into the great silence. Just a little bit of reading is enough. When I read, I usually want to do so for a long time, but to read a little, and then to be with that reading in silence sounds very nice. Something about him reminded me of you, or what you might be like when you were older. I think the ways you both move around in your bodies.